False Bibles are producing false churches, preaching a false gospel, and led by false preachers, producing an apostate evangelicalism filled with love of self rather than love for God and His Word. Bible Believers Fellowship stands for the old paths, teaching the old King James Bible at bbfohio.com and heard Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. on 91.5 Freedom FM.
And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house."
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our two-part topical study titled Liberal and Evangelical Pharisees. Have you noticed that when you take a stand on an issue such as abortion or what is called gay marriage, or just take a strong stand against sin, that people will tell you that it's wrong to judge, which is a lie. It's wrong to judge hypocritically. It's biblical to judge. And then they'll call you a Pharisee. The purpose of this study is to prove from Scripture that it is the person accusing us of being Pharisees who are actually Pharisees. You'll want to hear this message in its entirety and use the material to defend your own defense of the King James Bible, of the Christian faith, and of biblical morality. And we invite you to write to us and let us know that you've been ministered to by our messages. And before giving our address, I want to read part of a letter sent to us from a brother, Robert, who writes, "Dear Pastor Greg Miller, for over a year I've been watching and listening to your Bible preaching on YouTube. God has so richly blessed me through your teaching. I am a King James Bible believer, Bible reader, and Bible doer myself. Watching your videos brings me into a much-needed fellowship with your church people and solid biblical doctrines." And Robert, we're glad to be of service. It's what we're here for. If you would like to write, you can send your letter to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Again, that's P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Our email address is bbbfohio@yahoo.com. That's three B's, the letter F, bbbfohio@yahoo.com. You can also go to bbfohio.com, the website, and send us a message using the Contact Us button there. We want to help believers by building up their faith in that King James Bible, helping them have an assurance of their salvation, and encouraging them to preach the gospel to the lost and to be armed with answers for this growing apostasy and the increasingly rabid attacks upon the Christian faith and the Word of God itself. And that's exactly why we produced this study. So we'll now join the conclusion of Liberal and Evangelical Pharisees. This is part two of two. Those who change God's words to suit their sin. There you go. A Pharisee changes God's words to suit their sin. So when you're talking and you're defending the truth and someone calls you a Pharisee, I urge you to meditate on these scriptures and get this in your mind and be able to express to those people the truth. No, you are the Pharisee. The Bible says, don't let them talk. You jump in and say, you are the Pharisee. The Bible says the Pharisee rejects the Word of God and adds their own tradition, and that's what you're doing, Pharisee. Mm-hmm. Repent or perish.
Yep.
Amen.
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 Amen. And you can get used to it. This is a major sign of the end times. That's why I always go from shock, anger, to excitement. That's what I do. Because these people are so stupid, they don't realize they are the fulfillment of prophecy. God said in the last days, the masses would become this. They would become Pharisees and reject the Bible and add their own opinions and own traditions. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. Let's review. You ever heard of Noah?
Right.
How many of you never heard of Noah?
Not the one in the blue shirt. I'm talking about the one who built the boat.
Right.
I said, never heard of Noah, Dre. I was hoping no hands was going up, and there's hands going up. What? And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Jesus is telling you that, what's it say about, I'll let you do some homework on this, but the Bible says that their thoughts were wicked, evil continually.
Only evil
continually. Are we not there?
Yes.
Just do a little study on how much time and money on the internet is spent for pornography compared to the use of the internet for everything else. And you'll see that the mass majority of people on the internet are either viewing pornography, and some of it is really wicked stuff. But then you add all the Hollywood smut, all the gossip, and all the wickedness other than that. Go on YouTube and don't go on YouTube, because if you go on YouTube, you're going to see that. Most of the videos that come out, filthy. And it's just like it was in the days of Noah. Look what it said in Luke 17:28. Read that. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, drink, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. The economy was booming, and it was all about the economy, and everybody was... Where did Lot live?
Sodom.
Sodom. 29:30 says, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Watch this. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen.
I'm not wanting to make you lose sleep tonight, and that's why I'm not telling you some of the stuff I could put in here as illustrations. My Uncle Brian shared a story today about the huge homo-pedophile thing going on in England. And I am tired of having people tell me there's a difference between homosexuality and pedophilia. Let me tell you something, a historical fact. Homosexuality has always involved what they call pederasty. Pederasty. And the pederasty is that the old man had a young boy. It was the only form of homosexuality in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
And today it's still going on. And most homosexuals admit when they are, you know, in their own crowd and being pulled and everything, they began as homosexuals as young men with older men. Jerry Sandusky was not a strange thing, and that's why he got by with it so long, because people are used to seeing that. But they keep it on the hush-hush. You're not supposed to ever say anything derogatory against Sodom. That's what it's going to be like. Now here's a reminder. Everyone look up. I want everybody to see this. Everybody, look. Reminder. Remember Lot's wife? What did Lot's wife do? She longed for Sodom. Evangelical Christianity and liberals are Lot's wife. They long, they love the world. They love this thing. They want to get along with it. The men of Sodom really represent the liberals. They are just all out, throw the Bible out and go at it. Lot's wife represents more the compromising evangelicals who say, I believe in God. And they're in love with the world. They're in love with Sodom. Their churches are becoming bastions of Sodom. And the liberals, yeah. I'm talking about the supposed evangelicals. So it hits us right where we live right now. We're going to close, but we want to close with a couple of readings showing that these liberal and evangelical Pharisees are a fulfillment of prophecy. So turn over to 2 Timothy 3. We're going to stay right there. It'll be real close. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to read a few verses, and then we're going to go over to another reading in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. And we're going to read the first 5 verses. And I'm going to pretend I'm waiting for you to get there as I get there. That's what preachers do, you know. Everybody there? I want to give everybody a chance to get there. All right, 2 Timothy 3. Let's read the first five verses. I'll read the odd. You jump in on the even. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's the Romans 1 reference. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. Watch this. Shutting down the bakers, shutting down the florists, they're Christians. Why? Despisers of those that are good. Read verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh, let that sink in. Up in verse 2 it said men should be lovers of their own selves. Everything preached and taught inside and outside of the Christian church today is all about me, me, me. Self, self, self. Love, self. Love, me. It's all about me. Get me some happiness. I'm not going to name the name. But I had an exchange with a fundamental ministry who took all the useful information off of their Facebook page because they were afraid they're offending people. And then they post this thing about they're going to refocus their ministry to try to meet your needs. My response, I just told him, I said, this is pathetic. And we went back and forth a few times, and they have a radio program. They said, well, you should listen to our radio program. And I said, this page should reflect the radio program. I said, it's getting awful lonely out here with you guys deciding that you no longer want to offend anybody, so you're only saying the sweet little things that will make people like you. And some of us are going to continue to speak the truth, but it's getting lonely. They were losing money, and that's what it's all about. Guarantee you. I've said it before, say it again. Bring your money in here and say, Greg, I want to give you money, but you're going to stop preaching that. I'm going to find a big lighter. I'll burn that money. I don't want your money. The only money that should come in here is money from people who want somebody who's going to preach the truth without compromise.
Amen. Amen.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Look what it says now. You should be friends with them and try to help them see the light. You should hang out with them. You should go to their churches and go to their church functions. You should be best friends with them. No! From such, turn away. That is the unpardonable sin in evangelical Christianity today. But it's biblical. You need to cut some cords.
Amen.
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 All right. Turn over to one more chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 to 4. I'll read the odd, you read the even. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Now just so you know, that's not saying the fast people and the dead people. The quick, meaning you're alive.
Right.
Okay? Just had to clarify that. All right, read verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That does not say meet their needs. It says preach the word, whether it's popular in season or unpopular out of season. Now verse 3 says, for the time will come. Well, that was prophecy. You're here now.
Yep.
The time has come when they will not, watch this, endure sound doctrine. That's what people don't want. But after their own lusts, this is just how Jesus described the Pharisees, shall they heap to themselves teachers Joel Osteen. Having itching ears. Most TV preachers, you can fill in the blank there. But look, it's the people who are the problem. The people are the one gathering teachers.
Yeah.
Read verse 4 with me. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now there's just a couple of examples. There are so many more. And you need to equip yourself mentally, intellectually, to answer. The Bible says we should always be ready to give an answer for the hope that is in us. We should be ready to contend for the faith,
amen,
which was once delivered unto the saints. So I'm urging you to make it a part of your life, a hobby. Turn the boob tube off. And cut back on the amount of time you spend playing video games. I'm not picking on you, Charlie. I just had to say that. I pick on golfers all the time. Today I want to pick on the video gamers. Doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you just, you know, it could be anything. Anything that you allow to consume you. Put that off and get into the Word. Be more consistent coming to these meetings. But, you know, I've tried to tell people, if you go online, you will find a wealth of videos. More than 600 videos, 30 minutes each, just at bbfohio.com. Let's see if it goes there. Yeah, it's going there. It's our website. A little slow. There it is. bbfohio.com. You look, here's videos. And there's, you can put the hymns on and listen to good music.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
And then you can go to we have documentaries. The thing on Billy Graham, which gets all the Pharisees upset because they worship man instead of the Word of God being their guide.
Right.
New versions or Vatican versions. Then you go to expository studies of different books of the Bible, topical messages, and Mike Kaler's videos are on there. And then you can go to audio sermons. You click on that audio sermon link, and all you have to do, you can then just scroll down, and you see all the most recent ones right there. You can go up here and do a search. I mean, we're talking 300 hours of Bible study. And I've had people tell me that they have trouble finding good materials. And I'm like, have you been to our website? And they're like, yeah. Okay, am I supposed to be insulted by that? Because I know you haven't listened to 300 hours. What a lot of people just don't know their way around. They don't realize there's that much out there. And then we also have links to other materials, other things that you can use to learn. And I just want to encourage you to use what God has given to you. It's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking, of course, this will go on the video and out there too, but free of charge.
Amen.
Turn off the garbage and get yourself in the Word and get equipped to be used of God.
Amen.
And we'll close on that because Mark's back there peeling out.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, he's ready to go. So let's close. Let's close with a word of prayer. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone's patience, but their desire to learn the Word.
Amen.
We thank you for the truth of your Word so that we can be prepared to deal with these days we live in. And yes, we do get shocked, we get angered, but we also get excited because we can see that we do live in exciting times.
Amen.
And Lord, I just pray that you help everyone here to be filled with your Spirit and not the spirit of the world. To be filled with your Word and not our own opinions or the opinions of other men.
Yeah.
That we would preach your gospel and not the message of man. And that we would live every single day like it's our last.
Yeah.
Because it very well could be.
Amen.
And we can't wait to be in your presence. We can't wait to sing the new song that you have waiting for us. To receive the new name that you're going to give us. and to be in the New Jerusalem. We love you, Jesus. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's sing out. Number one, I just want to praise His holy name.
I just want to sing the name of Jesus. I just want to praise His holy name. He's the one who shed His blood to save us. I just want to praise His holy name.
Spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.
It's you got to have balance. You can only be saved because you understand you're lost. Amen? And that is, if you turn on Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever on TV to get your wisdom, bad move. Every one of those people reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Ask them. Write them a letter. Because people get their counsel from the ungodly, then you can say anything these days, it seems like, you can say that is true, and you will be attacked for it. And I'm just talking about the Christians. The professing Christians will be the ones attacked. But if you will go to this book, you'll find it is life-changing. Holding a book, owning a Bible. I mean, I know people who've collected the things, but they don't read them. And I see professing Christians posting their astrological signs and their horoscopes on Facebook. I see them talking about, watching this stuff. They are getting their counsel from the ungodly. I picture it this way. There are a lot of cocky, arrogant scorners who think that when they stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to put forth a defense. They are not going to stand in the judgment. They will be face down, begging, knowing that they have chosen what's about to happen to them. Amen. And it's too late. They will not stand in the judgment. They will not pump a fist at God. They will not give a defense. They will stand for about a millisecond and then be down, face first, not even able to look at His glory, knowing, what a fool was I. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They will not stand. We are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. We are righteous in spite of ourselves, not because of ourselves. We are righteous because of what Jesus has done for us. And when the Father looks at you, He doesn't look and say, whoa, now that's a specimen there. I should not have broken the mold when I made her. That's not what God says. He looks at you, and if you're in the righteous, the congregation of the righteous, He says, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son, the blood of my Son. You have nothing to do with it. It's in spite of you. It's in spite of me. And what's it say in verse 6? Read that with me. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The end. The end. If you're saved, oh, I know it can look rough and you think, where are you, Lord? Trust the book. He says that if you're saved, He's there with you. And He will not leave you nor forsake you. And I hate to use the cliches, but you all know the footprints in the sand. There was that time where there was only one set of footprints. I think if I look back at my life, most of the time there's one set. So much of my life, God is the one carrying me. And as far as salvation, there's never anything but one set of footprints. As far as my soul being saved, nothing but one set of footprints. Done. All these trials you're going through, all the troubles you have to suffer, the pains physically, emotionally, whatever it is, you're going to not even look back. It'll be such a distant memory. You're going to look at what you have in Christ, and you're going to just bask in His glory. And you're not going to have time or a desire to look back. But the way of the ungodly shall perish, and the ungodly will never forget. The ungodly who reject the blood atonement of Jesus Christ will burn in an everlasting lake of fire. Their torment will rise. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Those people who have been overcome by their lust, their greed, their self-centeredness and all that, they will continue to be overcome by it through eternity. And their way here on earth that they're walking, that they think is so smart, it will perish. We can look to the cross of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb and know that we have been saved.